Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 137, Solid State Drives. So for today's episode, I thought I'd do an episode on basically a factor that went into the purchase of a laptop that I recently bought. I invested in a Samsung Chromebook 2. While this is a personal preference and it's not something everybody may be able to use or want or desire, but it does have one particular feature that I find to be very useful to consider no matter what system you're going for, whether it's Google, Windows, or Mac, or Linux for that matter. So basically, a solid state drive, or SSD for short, as some sites may abbreviate it, is a relatively, it's not a new technology, it's been around for something like, I think it's something like 20 to 30 years, but it's only taken off relatively recently because of the process of manufacturing. It has gotten a little smoother. It's still a bit pricier than a normal hard drive, but as I'll get through in this episode, it may prove beneficial if you need it. So the biggest advantage it has over a traditional hard drive is that it has no moving parts. So your traditional hard drive has plates with a reader, kind of like reading a vinyl record, except on a smaller scale on multiple discs for it to read. So over time, excessive reading can cause corruptions and hard drive failure. This is actually, or for a SSD, this is generally not the case, though there are claims that it may degrade over a period of time, depending on how much usage it has. But overall, based on, I guess, recent technological advances for solid-state drives, it's not necessarily the case. So it may not have that overall degradation, but the performance of it outweighs the cost of actually having this performance loss where you have that benefit. So the best way the best comparison I've been able to make onto explaining what a SSD is that it's a flash drive built for larger storage and general use. So flash drives, you may copy files over to it and then read and write occasionally, but not necessarily anything permanent. You can put operating systems on flash drives, but the read performance is a little bit, or basically noticeably slower than what SSDs have. Solid-state drives have a lot faster and smoother read-write abilities, so it does have an operating system side benefit where the read speed is a lot faster, and you can do that read and write for files or for the file system alongside the operating system as well. And another benefit you get is faster system boot. So you'll notice I've seen this performance on my Chromebook and on Windows machines that other people have used, where the boot time is reduced from, for example, 30 seconds to a minute, or even 5 minutes, for example, down to a matter of seconds, and generally less than 30 seconds. So your system doesn't need as much time to boot as well, or even reboot for that matter, in case you have to reboot, because the time it takes the time that a traditional hard drive takes to spin up and down based on what disk it's looking for is no longer the case in a solid-state drive, because it's all on what can be considered one partition. It's all in one, basically in one place. That's a very basic explanation of it. It's not necessarily the case, but because there's no moving parts that it has to read, it's all in one general area, that spin time is now taken away and everything is in the same area. So for example, in a Windows machine, I've seen that boot times can vary anywhere from 1 minute to about 5 minutes, depending on how good the rest of your system is. That goes down to around 30 seconds to 45 seconds or so for later Windows machines, mainly Windows 7 and Windows 8. So it's one of those improvements that you definitely get. And then I've only used a Samsung Chromebook as far as the Chrome OS, but boot time takes about 6 seconds for me lately, but they do estimate 5 to 10 seconds. Loading from sleep mode is about a couple of seconds, 2 to 3 seconds, something like that. The only thing that I really have to wait for that I've noticed is for it to connect to the Wi-Fi, and that's really about it. Then that's only a matter of an extra second for that matter as well. Now, the benefits of the solid-state drive, though, do increase the cost of the computer that you may be buying. So, and that's because of the cost of manufacturing. They are still relatively expensive to make. So you may notice that with a traditional hard drive, you may be able to get a system for let's say, $500 to $600. But for a similar computer with a solid-state drive, it's going to increase the cost by at least a few hundred dollars. So it's those benefits to weigh and offset, but for example, on a traditional hard drive, if you do a lot and you find them corrupting quite quickly, which shouldn't happen, but if they do happen, you can more cheaply replace them, but the time it takes to replace them and move your data and reinstall an operating system may be worth the cost. So I'll have a link to the Wikipedia article, which has a full history and breakdown of what a solid-state drive is, but as far as what I've considered for its general use, I do actually prefer it. It is, so far it seems they seem relatively stable and worth the benefit. It's one of those things where the boot time is definitely beneficial. I've gotten to that point where I don't like to wait for my system to boot. It shouldn't be something that this day and age that I'm having to wait on. Especially when I've installed all my software and all that, it shouldn't have that negligible effect on system performance and usage. And of course, I wanted to include a special or one of our sponsors on this episode. If I had done my proper homework, I would have checked their website. But let's say you are looking for a new system to build and you want one that's customized to suit your needs, then visit our friends over at Puget Systems. And when I say I should have done my homework, I should have seen if solid-state drives are available on their systems. I don't remember offhand. I think I did check before, but since I don't want to rely entirely on memory, I would definitely recommend checking out their website and giving them a call. If you don't see the option, they're very customer service friendly. So if it's something you want, I'm sure they'll be very, very helpful to, or happy to help you out as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/PUGET to get started on your custom build system. And definitely talk to their customer service. They're very friendly people and they're happy to help everyone out to help you get the system that you want, whether it's for web browsing or an email or something as resource intensive as photo and video editing and audio editing, playing the latest video games, all of that good stuff. So that's geek-io.com/PUGET to get started today on your brand new computer. But that brings us to the end of this particular episode of this Working Droid. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show, before I forget, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.